Good morning, this is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Well, we're headed into the month of July, but sometimes it's been feeling a little more like April with all of the rain and spring showers we've been having lately, whereas back in May and June, some of the temperatures felt a little more like July and August. With all of this mixed up weather, heat, rain, and more, where can you turn when the weather starts to affect your health or your livelihood? ISU Extension is a great source of resources for times when extreme weather strikes. Whether it's 100 plus degree temperatures or local flooding, ISU Extension has a disaster recovery website with a great variety of resources on it for heat or other severe weather events, flooding, drought, and more. These educational resources are available to reduce the personal impact of natural disasters and help folks find those local, state, and federal resources that may help them address issues they're having. On the ISU Extension Disaster Recovery page, you can find specific resources for dealing with flooding, severe weather, fire, or drought, and you can also find resources for making a plan. There is information on there for making a family emergency plan from the Iowa Homeland Security and Emergency Management website. There's also links to local and state resources such as DNR, as well as livestock-specific resources for producers such as the Iowa Beef Industry Center for plans on dealing with cattle in heat. There is also a great link to the Iowa Concern Hotline. The Iowa Concern Hotline is a confidential free resource that is answered 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They also have an online chat feature and language interpretation is available. The hotline can be called at 1-800-447-1985 and offers a variety of information such as financial, legal, and personal resources. If you have specific questions about things in your home that may have been damaged by flooding, heat, or power outages, you can also call the ISU Answer Line. This line is specifically for consumers with home and family questions, and this time of year they get a lot of phone calls about food safety of items that may have been left out in the heat. They get a lot of calls about what to do when certain parts of the home are flooded, what items are salvageable, and which items are not. They also get a lot of phone calls on how to handle things such as power outages related to food safety. Again, that is a toll-free number here in Iowa, 800-262-3804, and they are toll-free Monday through Friday, 9 to noon and 1 to 4. Again, those are two of the many resources available on the Iowa State University Extension Disaster Recovery website. To find that, you can just visit the ISU Extension homepage and search Disaster Recovery. And once again, when you're on that page, you will also see a menu off to the side if you're looking for specific resources related to flooding, severe weather, fire, or drought. All great resources from ISU Extension to find as we go through some of the crazy weather patterns we've been having this summer. Speaking of summer, we are well through our conservation day camps that we do throughout the month of June in partnership with the Cass County Conservation Board, but we do have one left coming up in early July, and we still have some spots open. Our outdoor adventure camp is happening at Cold Springs Park in Lewis on Friday, July 6th. That is a day-long camp, and it's open to youth who have completed 6th through 8th grade. Our attendees at the Outdoor Adventure Camp on July 6th will learn outdoor skills related to wildlife, fishing, hiking, and Dutch oven cooking, including cooking their own lunch over a campfire. Busing is available to that camp from the Cass County Community Center, departing here at 8 a.m. and returning at 5 p.m. The registration deadline for this camp is June 29th, so this Friday. Registration form is on our website, or you can stop by the Cass County Extension Office and fill out that form. There is a $10 fee for the camp. All materials are included in that fee. We do ask folks wear comfortable clothes, shoes, and sunscreen as we will be outside at the park all day. And if you are not registered in the Cass County 4-H program, we have a quick medical release form that we would like you to have you fill out to get registered for that camp as well. So once again, the 2018 Summer Conservation Day Camp season wrapping up next Friday, July 6th, with the 6th through 8th grade outdoor adventure camp at Cold Springs Park in Lewis. Registration deadline for that is this Friday, June 29th, and we do have some spots left in that camp. And finally, as we look ahead into later summer, the fair is coming up at the end of July. The 2018 Cass County Fair kicks off July 25th, and we have recently updated the Cass County Extension website with a variety of resources related to the fair, the updated fair schedule, as well as a full fair book of rules and contests is on there, and we are adding more forms every day to that fair resources webpage, so if folks have questions about a specific contest, they can find that on the Cass County Extension website. Just visit the front page and click on the fair information link to head straight to that website. Of course, if you have any questions about resources from ISU Extension, upcoming events in Cass County, or how to get signed up for our programs and upcoming events, give us a call here at the Cass County Extension office, 712-243-1132. Find us online anytime at our website or follow us on Facebook. And you can also stop by the office at 805 West 10th Street here in Atlantic. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.